As I have loved you, love one another, and by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I command you to love one another.
As I have loved you,
as I have loved you,
love one another,
love one another,
and by this
as I have loved you.
The scene now shifts to Thursday, when the colors of the week turned dark.
Jesus sent Peter and John ahead to the upper room in Jerusalem to make the preparations for the Passover feast. That evening after sunset, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples as they prepared to share in the Passover.
By performing this humble act of service, Jesus demonstrated by example how they were to love one another.
Then Jesus shared the feast of Passover with his disciples, saying, I have been eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. This bread is my body broken for you, and the wine is my blood poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
It is midnight in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is alone, praying fervently.
"Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done."
Our Savior, who in that moment was human and yet divine, understood what it is to walk a lonely and painful path. And so he walks our sometimes lonely and painful paths with us.